With another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muling for RFD Town & Country Partners. Driftwood Eatery in Springfield offers something a bit different for those who are willing to try it, says chef and owner Ryan Lewis.
We're a locally driven small plates restaurant with kind of a southern focus. We try to encourage grazing, as we call it, which is basically shared plates. That doesn't always go that way, but we kind of try to do something different for Springfield and offering that kind of setup. So the whole concept of what, like when I'm out eating, I like to buy a couple different plates and share it among whoever I'm with. So it always gives a good opportunity to try a few different items and things you wouldn't necessarily try to begin with.
Lewis says he sources food from local farmers whenever he can.
That was kind of what I set out for too, was to do, you know, local food on a decent price point level and show that you can do it for less than $50, $60 for a single plate and get the same quality of food out of it. And that's always been our premise behind what we're doing. The protein side of things is usually pretty easy because it's pretty steady and consistent across the year. Produce right now is obviously a tough one. We're still working with a few farms up north around Bloomington area that do like celery roots and stuff like that, like beet, are still local. And then, of course, all of our grits and cornmeal is local as well. So we use Garden Gate Farms for most of that kind of stuff right now. We use Suttles here in town a lot during the spring, summer, and fall, as long as I can, among a few others. All of our proteins come from Parks Family Produce out in Pleasant Plains, Bun Gourmet are two of our major purveyors on that. We do use Sugar Grove Farm for specialty items here and there. So we kind of try to spread it out as much as we can while still holding true to the people that we've built such nice relationships with.
He says the menu does change based on the season.
We'll see a change probably March, mid-March or so. We usually do 5 changes roughly a year, just kind of depending on what all's going on, how it's going, and what the product availability is and becomes.
You can find Driftwood Eatery right in downtown Springfield.
We have a website and a mailing list. Our website is driftwoodeatery.com. We're also all over social media on both Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. That's a great way to keep up with our upcoming events. We usually have a tasting dinner for like beer, wine, or spirits on a monthly basis or every other month. Facebook and Instagram are probably the two easiest ways to stay up on our events.
Again, head to our state capital to try out Driftwood Eatery. Do you have an Illinois farm, family, or food-related destination we should share? Send it to us by email at radio@ilfb.org or on our Twitter feed at IL Partners. You can also hear more online at ilfbpartners.com. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muling.